restrictions, well, they continue to be eased. Non-essential shops will be open again on Monday. Outdoor attractions and zoos are going to be opened. There's this new bubble that Boris Johnson announced today where single adults can go and visit one other group of people. It's all changing. And how are you feeling about re-emerging from your house and returning to the world as we edge out of lockdown? It's all a bit strange, isn't it? Feels like I've been living and working in my kitchen for a lifetime, not 10 weeks. And I must admit, I am a little bit wobbly about rejoining the world. So here to help us all get back to life as safely and healthily as possible is Dr. Linda Parnham from the Wiltshire Psychology Service. Hello, good evening to you, Doctor.
Hi, Sue, hello.
So, I mean, what fears are you aware of that people are dealing with as lockdown continues to be eased and edges towards some sort of an end?
That's a good question. What we're finding is there are three categories of fear broadly. There's fear about the virus itself and about becoming unwell. There's been a lot of anxiety about being in lockdown for a lot of people who miss lots of bits of normal life, and they find that very difficult. And then there's a third class of anxiety, which is about the what we call the post-lockdown anxiety, where we're leaving this sort of cocooned space and going back out into the world. And I think that that anxiety then splits a little bit further. So there's anxiety, again, about the virus and about becoming unwell. But for some people, where they've been quite comfortable in their bubble, maybe those people are a little bit shy or a little bit low in confidence, or people who are a bit introverted, or those with some social anxiety, the idea that we've got to get back out there and integrate with the world again, actually, for some people, that's really anxiety-provoking in and of itself.
Yes, and all of those anxieties that you've just mentioned are things that are out of our control.
Mm.
We can't change any of them.
No.
So, I mean, how can you advise people to cope with it? How can you help them?
Yeah, essentially, the first thing I think to know is that this is absolutely normal and natural. Anxiety is part of us, and it's meant to be part of us, and it keeps us on our toes. And the idea of anxiety, the function of anxiety, is to keep us safe. So when our threat detectors are activated, what our body is saying is, I've picked up a risk, and I'm telling you about this risk, and I want you to decide what to do. So then, although we can't necessarily change what's happening in the world, what we can do is look at, well, what can I control, and what makes me comfortable? So we control the controllables. So whilst the world may feel quite out of control and there's a lot of conflicting advice and conflicting opinion, what we need to look at is what we can manage and what bits of our lives we can run.
So saying that, what sort of advice and tips would you have for people that are being encouraged to go back to work or to go back out there and do their shopping again, and or go and meet people when they're a bit reluctant to? Do you have any advice and tips that you can give them?
What I would really recommend, again, start from that first point that anxiety is normal and it's natural. Don't be hard on yourself. Be kind and be gentle, and think about what makes you feel safe. So think about what you need to do, think about what you would like to do, and think about what's our priority here. And then if there's something that you need to do, for example, going back to work or going back to doing your shopping, start thinking about, how do I break that down into small tasks? So if you have to go back to work on Monday, it's worth looking at the little tasks that get you to work. Things like getting up at work time rather than lockdown time, which might be a bit later. Think about getting dressed in real clothes rather than, you know, smart shirt and pyjama bottoms, which some of us have done at times, I'm sure. So think about getting properly dressed for work, including your work shoes. You know, for men, that might be that you put your shirt and tie back on. Think about your journey to work and do a dummy journey to work. Just drive to work or get the bus to work and come back again. And the idea that you break it down into little bits, it's also worth, if you'd be more comfortable meeting a trusted colleague outside and walking the last bit together, that could be a lovely option. Also, make contact with people that feel similarly to you. So if you know people that everybody's at a different stage with this, some people are gunning to get back out there, other people are more nervous. If you know who are your allies, who feels like you, maybe make contact with them and see if you can sort of buddy up a little bit and give each other a little bit of encouragement. The other thing I'd say, there's some really good resources out there that are quite helpful at the moment, some good advice sheets and some nice little YouTube videos as well. And we've put some of those on our website, which are free to access, if that's helpful, if people want a few more ideas and a little bit more guidance on that.
Brilliant. And just before I let you go and enjoy your evening, Linda, has lockdown had a profound impact on our mental health, do you think, as a country? I mean, we could be seeing mental health issues concerned and started in this time for years to come, couldn't we?
We could. Again, I think it's affected people very differently. Some people have absolutely thrived, and to some extent this has been the best time of their life, that they've had a very simple way of life. They've been cocooned away with their family and it's been an absolute joy. Whereas for other people, this has been horrendous and it's left them isolated. It's given them too much time to think. It's left them anxious about the future. It's caused job uncertainty. I think the effect is different from one person to the next person. And I find this as a clinician, and I also see this with friends and family as well, that for every person I talk to, the reaction is a little bit different. So I don't think we can sort of assume what any global reaction is. It's different for everybody. But what I would say is I think it's had an effect on every single person I've spoken to. And as I say, just sometimes knowing that, one of the things of being a psychologist, it's like you're the keeper of the secrets because you get to know how everybody feels about these things. But sometimes it's hugely helpful for people to ask each other and just go in open-minded and say, how has it made you feel about the future? And how do you feel about coming out and what this has been like for us all?
Talking, it's good, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is.
Each and every one of us has well and truly felt lockdown, and in what ways will continue to emerge as time goes on. Thank you so much.
You're really
Dr.
welcome.
Linda Parnham, that was enlightening. And as Dr. Linda Parnham said there, you can find some of those top tips that she was talking about and helpful films too on their website. The Wiltshire Psychology Service. Have a look on their website and you'll be able to find some resources that might help however you are feeling as we begin to ease our way out of lockdown. She's brilliant, wasn't she, Dr. Linda Parnham? Thank you very much for joining us this evening.